Hey, John.
Hey, Nick.
What is that dribbling down your chin?
Oh,
do you need like a bib or something?
That's sorry, I'm collecting for the Salvation Army.
Oh God, that's disgusting.
This is Stranger Cell.
Welcome to the cool, chill episode of Stranger Still.
Episode, where you get to just chill and be cool, and you're a cool, chill person.
I don't feel great. My throat kind of hurts.
Yeah.
So we're just going to take this episode nice and smooth and chill.
Look at that. I kind of want you to put something chill underneath this.
No. That's too much work. You know how we do. I put all my work into last week's episode. John, I'm going to date the podcast a little bit because something happened that's a little bit too important to overlook. Today, Dr. Katie Bowman took the picture of the first black hole.
Yeah.
She was behind the algorithm that that captured the image of the black hole.
I saw it unveiled live at 7 a.m. when I was falling asleep.
Yeah.
And they talked about how they had to rotate the entire Earth and have like seven different telescopes at the same time change, and like it's so cool.
Yeah,
they turn the entire Earth into a single telescope.
Yeah, it's impressive, but it has nothing to do with what we're talking about today. John.
Yeah.
We're going to talk about nonprofits again, but a little bit different than how we've talked about them in the past, because in the past we've talked about one nonprofit. And this episode, we're talking about all nonprofits.
Yeah. I kind of feel like, I mean, I guess it's been a little bit since I played Persona, but I feel like we're taking them all down one by one. And now we're ready for the big leagues.
Yeah. We're going to take them all down. So this is the power of our community.
How's that 100 extra plays that we got last Thursday feel, PETA? Huh?
Yeah.
Take that.
Uh-huh.
They probably lost a follower.
Yeah. One.
Well, that's what this one's for.
So every month we put up a poll to figure out what people want to listen to on our Facebook group. Mm-hmm. And our friend Ollie Brady from Best Acquaintances, you were on their show.
Yeah.
Ollie put up crappy advocacy groups, except the word wasn't crappy.
Whoa, dude.
I know.
Go to patreon.com/strangerstill to hear us curse.
Yeah. So like nonprofits and whatnot. And we talked about a lot of crappy nonprofits and one good one, but we never talked explicitly about what makes a bad nonprofit or how to figure out what makes a bad nonprofit.
Oh yeah. Well, we went a little in depth on there's websites that you listed that like rate them all.
Yeah, the Charity Navigator.
Yeah.
There's also Charity Watch.
Yes.
They have two different scoring systems, which I think I'll mention later on. But initially, when the option was added to the poll, I asked Ollie for examples, and this is what Ollie said. He said, "I'm thinking particularly of Autism Speaks. They are meant to be a voice for autism, but their founders have been shown to be crappy," except it wasn't crappy.
Whoa, dude.
"And to have backwards views on the topic, in particular, once describing a child with autism, quote, a curse, and that all of us parents are, quote, dreaming of the neurotypical child they could have had. Here are a lot of charities that have been revealed to be scams in the last few years." Also, thinking of rehab in Ireland as one. So I looked into Autism Speaks, and that's kind of the benchmark that I'm going to use for this episode. We're going to be talking about Autism Speaks a lot, but mostly just to refer back to them because they are not a good nonprofit. Spoiler. So Autism Speaks' mission statement currently is this: "Autism Speaks is dedicated to promoting solutions across the spectrum and throughout the lifespan for the needs of individuals with autism and their families through advocacy and support, increasing understanding and acceptance of people with autism spectrum disorder, and advancing research into causes and better interventions for autism spectrum disorder and related conditions. Autism Speaks enhances lives today and is accelerating a spectrum of solutions for tomorrow." That sounds all right, right?
Yeah, I was waiting for the catch at the end where they're just just going to be like, and we love Hitler. Like, what? Like,
we'll get to the catch in a second. So this is a nonprofit organization that goes around several times a year. They do walks to raise money and stuff. They're out there on the streets doing the.
Are they the biggest one that I'm thinking of, where you see the like rainbow colored puzzle pieces?
Maybe I'm not. They are huge. Okay. I'm not sure if they have rainbow puzzle pieces. So the controversy, I believe that Ollie is referring to, comes from 2013 when one of their founders, Suzanne Wright, claimed autism was a, quote, unmitigated disaster for the families involved. And they'd been known to say that it was an urgent global health crisis. And after Suzanne came out and said this, one of only three people that actually had autism on their staff left the organization. And the organization is mainly made up of parents of children that are on the autism spectrum. They were formed in 2005, so this controversy only popped up 8 years after they were founded, and it was consistent with their message up until 2016, because up until 2016, their mission statement was, "We are dedicated to funding global biomedical research into the causes, prevention, treatments, and a possible cure for autism." That sounds a little weird, doesn't it?
Doesn't sound as smooth as the other one.
No.
Doesn't seem like it would fit in on a smooth chill episode, Nick.
No. We strive to raise...
And just real quick, yeah. It seems that rainbow-colored puzzle pieces are just in general used for autism awareness.
Yeah.
But they do have a puzzle piece as part of their logo. It's a blue one, though.
So we strive to raise public awareness about autism and its effects on individuals, families, and society. And we work to bring hope to all who deal with the hardships of this disorder. It doesn't sound good, does it? So many people that have autism spectrum disorder have spoken out against Autism Speaks, obviously. So a lot of people that speak out against it mention that sounds a lot like an agenda for eugenics, which after World War II has been widely frowned upon.
Yes.
Hold
on. I was just joking about Hitler.
Yeah.
I'm coming full circle.
Right? That sounds like we're going to find a cure for cancer.
Yeah.
Or not cure for cancer, cure for autism. It also took them 3 years after that huge controversy to finally change their mission statement, which to me sounds like you don't actually care about changing your mission statement.
Yeah.
So despite that, many people and I are inclined to believe that they're still a pretty bad nonprofit, and there's reasons that we'll get into much later. And many people have argued that their mission for 11 years, when it was the mission statement that I said before, has done a lot more harm than good, painting autism in a negative light as something that needs to be cured or is a...
Something that you give the parents, you assign a victim complex.
Yeah, bring hope for people that deal with the hardships. Like, that's such a negative message to put out there. Yeah. And a lot of people feel like it's only done bad for the entire community. So I kind of got off on a tangent there. I'm going to get on a tangent again later on. But I want to lay the groundwork just to say, just because you go on some fancy walks doesn't mean that they're on the up and up. They're also going to set a fine example for what to look for in a bad charity. And there's far shadier nonprofits out there. We'll get into them. Some are outright scams. But to me, the worst charities are just bad charities, because scams are easy to identify. Bad charities aren't, because they're very good at hiding that they're bad charities.
Yeah, they're politicians.
Exactly. So I think a lot of people, and myself included, before I started to figure out how nonprofits work, is that people rely on the fact that they've received a tax-exempt status to say that they're trustworthy. Like, you hear Scientology is in danger of losing their tax exemption. You say, yeah, because they're a bunch of scam artists. Like, that's where my mind always went.
Yeah.
But that's not always necessarily the case. All that a nonprofit means is that it is an organization that does bring in money, but its sole purpose isn't to distribute that money to, like, shareholders or its members.
Now, that's a good note, because you can make money and have a salary as a nonprofit.
Yes. Yeah. The money, though, is redirected toward a certain goal or mission. And in order to be a nonprofit and to have tax exempt status, you have to fill out an application with that certain goal in mind, and for that goal to be approved, and you have to allocate your money toward that. So when I hear nonprofits, I certainly think of charitable organizations, but there's a ton of different types of nonprofits out there, and not all of them have tax exempt status. So there's charities like we think of. Those are classified as 501c3s.
Yeah, also, I worked for one for a long time.
Yeah, there's also chambers of commerce are 501c6, cemeteries are 501c13. There's a bunch of these out there. I could go on and on.
501c13 is the most gothic of the nonprofit
lucky
numbers.
Number 13, right? So a nonprofit can be anything from charities to schools to labor unions to hospitals to
John
museums to John to churches, and each of these different sections has their own rules and regulations. We certainly don't have time to get into them all. We're mostly going to be talking about charities, but the IRS does have means of taking away tax exempt status, and the nonprofit status is under regulation mostly from the state, not from the IRS. So the states usually do this by suing the nonprofits if they feel they've defrauded the donors. So if they go to court, they present evidence that they've spent their money fraudulently, they can sue the charity. Like, I don't know, just a random example. Like if you use your charity's funds to buy a giant portrait of yourself for, what, $60 million?
Oh, yeah. Let's say that happened.
Just randomly. I don't have any specific examples of that happening throughout history, but if it did, that would be defrauding your donors.
Yeah.
And that's the kind of stuff that the states go after. The IRS, on the other hand, actually put together this document called How to Lose Your Tax-Exempt Status Without Really Trying, which I thought was really funny. Uh-huh. It's on their website. But this was in regards specifically to 501c3s, so charitable organizations. So the first thing that they lay out is if you're using the charity for private or personal purposes, like if you're buying a portrait of yourself, that would be using the funds for private or personal purpose. You can also, as a nonprofit, you can lobby, but you can't lobby too much.
Oh, boy. Do I love to lobby.
You can not participate in any political campaigns, which I thought was interesting because I thought political parties and all of like the PACs and everything were tax exempt. They're nonprofits, but they are not tax exempt. They have to file for taxes and pay for taxes, which good.
Yeah.
You can't earn too much income from, quote, unrelated activities. And they didn't provide any
beer summit
examples. Yeah, beer summit. The only thing I could think of is if like you're a charity for like animal adoption or something like you, but you make money by selling groceries. I don't know.
Yeah.
What's unrelated activities? That's not for me to decide. That's for the IRS to decide. You also have to file an annual report. You have an obligation that you must adhere to. And when, like I said before, when you file for tax exempt, you have to state all of the activities and goals that you will be enacting toward.
Right.
All
yeah,
of
the activities you'll be performing. I hear you. Do you you want to get some Romas, dude? You low on Romas? I was just in your kitchen. I'm trying to hook you up with some
your
onions,
fundraising
red
for
onions.
Your animal
adoption
services.
Red onions, white onions, yellow. I got you.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll need some bananas if you got
great.
Organic.
That's great. I can do that.
So the IRS says that if you're not performing these activities, you can have your tax-exempt status removed. But you can quickly see how a lot of these become highly subjective and very hard to regulate because you can lobby, but don't lobby too much.
Yeah. Sometimes you're at the hotel lobby and you're just doing a little lobbying in the lobby.
The IRS just busts in.
Yeah. And you got to be like, huh?
I was just leaving, guys. It's not even my lobby. Yeah. I'm holding it for a friend. No.
Yeah, that's how that works.
So my point here is that you can't rely on the IRS to do the legwork for you. You can see if states have sued the nonprofits, but I wouldn't always trust that they've caught every single nonprofit organization. I, for one, am always in the camp of research for yourself. But I realize that not everybody has all the time in the world. They don't have a podcast where they sit down and research this stuff.
Yeah.
And use as an excuse to research nonprofits.
And they don't have you to send them a Facebook message because you're too shy.
Well, what I would say is if you don't have a lot of time, go to places like Charity Navigator or Charity Watch. Charity Navigator takes their financial usage and gives it a score, and their transparency gives it a score, averages those together, and you get a score on 0 to 100. Charity Watch just gives them like a letter grade from A to or A to F. So I haven't dug into their rating system as much because I always use Charity Navigator. But Autism Speaks Charity Navigator score is 80.1. Their financial score is 72.02, and their transparency score was like 92 or 94 or something like that.
It sounds like the it's like the open secrets of charities. That's yeah. I just looked it up on my phone. That's what I was doing.
Is that another one?
Open Secrets is what you use to rate like where politicians get their money.
Oh, okay.
How much from where?
Yeah. It's exactly like that. Because all this stuff has to be public, which is going to come up in a little bit. Or if you don't have time, you can post them on our Facebook page and I'll look into them for you because I love doing that.
Yeah.
I think Jason did that a long time ago for the NRA before we did our NRA episode. He's like, hey, can you look into the tax returns? I heard you like looking at them. And I did. It was fun.
Yeah, and we got good facts on that.
I know. So if you don't want to do the research yourself, or sorry, if you do want to do the research for yourself, here's what I recommend for how to spot a shady nonprofit. Always look at the money. Not only where their finances are coming from, what they're spending
it on. But look at the little pyramid on the back, because that means they're probably some kind of shady Illuminati.
If it has an eye at the top.
If it has an eye at the top, don't trust that nonprofit.
Yeah, but a lot can be said about looking at their finances, but also a lot can be said about trying to find their finances. And what I mean by that is when I looked for Autism Speaks or PETA's or Planned Parenthood's tax returns, they have them all readily available on their website. For PETA and Autism Speaks, you had to go to their about page, and then they had a section for financial reports. On Planned Parenthood, they had it on every single page. In the footer of the page, they had a section for financial reports. But for the NRA, I don't even think their tax documents are on their website at all. And this is required by law to be publicly available information. So I had to Google it, and like it came up on like taxreader.com or something stupid like that. It wasn't on the NRA's website. I don't think they have it hosted on there, which is...
Well, there's no consequences for anything anymore.
Yeah. I know. It's not like they're trying to hide anything, right?
Yeah.
The NRA? No. No.
Did you see it? There was a story that just came out about them. There's a dude that directly donated to them and said, I need you to play up a new conspiracy theory about the most recent shooting.
Isn't that awful?
Yeah, because they want to sell more guns in that area.
Also related, New Zealand just passed more gun control laws, and they passed 119-1. 119 people said yes, pass them. One person's like, nah. Can you imagine being that one person? What an idiot. Man.
What a bad day you have after that. Deserving.
Hopefully their check clears from NRA. So anyway, you can also look at what they're spending their money on. So if we go back to Autism Speaks as our example, I was looking for their tax documents for 2017. They didn't have them from 2018 yet. I imagine their fiscal year is weird. But they self-report that 5% of their funding went to management and general expenses. 10% of their funding went to fundraising. 15% of their funding went to research. And 70% of their funding went to family services, awareness, and advocacy. That's $62 million for family services, awareness, and advocacy. So family services is where they give these grants to families that need financial help.
That's
for
great.
Like medical expenses. And they talk about a lot in this document that they've laid out for all of their donors to say where their money went. And they talk about how expensive it can be, all the medical costs that rack up. But what they don't tell you is that $41 million of that $62 million was spent on ads.
I was going to say,
isn't that
awareness.
Awful? On awareness and advocacy.
Wow. I'm aware, guys.
I know that it exists. So another $1 million was spent on advertising for their fundraising. So when they go out and do these walks, they have to advertise it. So another million was spent on that.
Is there any correlation that you found between the salaries of the individuals that make these decisions and how much they've raised over the years?
I don't have that, but I did see like, I believe 50% of the proceeds from these walks went to the people setting it up. So then the other 50% went to Autism Speaks. I don't know if that's good or bad, but it sounds bad.
Yeah.
So
that's a well actually moment.
Well, yeah.
Where we don't have the facts on it. You got to look that up.
Yeah. But we won't make a dumb joke about it.
Yeah.
Just let us know. So just under $2 million was actually spent on these grants. These grants that they hype up and say that is 70% of their spending, $2 million. Plus, they try to push you off by saying that management expenses were only 5% or $4.3 million, but the salaries for their staff actually came out to $19.7 million. That's a lot more. I don't know if you do the math.
And I can't help but connect the dots with different things in my mind. Yeah. Like I said, Open Secrets is the political version of the charity site that you mentioned.
Yeah.
For me, when it comes down to like spending only $2 million, it reminds me of PETA. And like, unfortunately,
all of their money is spent on printing flyers.
Well, no, it's the same thing that Breitbart uses as their political messages. They'll find like one example of something.
Oh, yeah,
and
yeah.
Say, oh, this is happening because I found this one anecdotal position. PETA does that with like, oh, we saved this animal. Look at this cute story. Mm-hmm. And then they saved like 5 animals that year.
Yeah. Yeah. Or 100, right?
Yeah.
This huge organization saves 100 animals. In 2017, they spent $89 million on charity work. That was like their entire expenditure. So $42 million of that was on ads, like we said. So nearly half of their entire expenditure was on ads. Another 22% was salaries. And the next highest expenditure was $8.8 million on research, which they've said they're done with. They're done trying to find a cure, but they still spent almost $9 million on it.
Okay, wow.
So I went down a little rabbit
hole. I mean, I feel like even then it's okay to understand medically how this works.
Yeah.
It's just about tone, and they're really bad at tone.
Yeah. Don't say that we need to
cure
essentially
anything.
Eradicate the...
Because then you're normalizing the word that Ollie used was neurotypical. I like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, who are you to say what's like, it's just gross.
Yeah. And then like even in their newest mission statement, they very, very clearly try to use the branding of Spectrum. And that just feels so dirty to me, because now you're trying to co-opt the autism spectrum disorder and be like, we have a spectrum of solutions. Doesn't that just feel nasty?
Mm.
It doesn't feel good.
I guess, I mean, I'm open to the word spectrum with mental health and with gender.
But don't use it for your, I almost said a swear word, don't use it for your marketing.
Yeah, for your marketing is
That's disgusting. I gotta not say swear words. So my point is, through all of this, even though their financial score is 72, sounds all right, 72 cents for every dollar
spent. Yeah, I'd watch it on Rotten Tomatoes.
Right, give it a chance. You go in and you see how they're splicing and dicing the numbers to make it look like they're spending their money better than they actually are. Just food for thought, people. There's also a bunch of other red flags that I've gained from other resources that I can't not mention. Some of these are a little bit harder to discern from the outside. A lot of these were from like advice when you're already a donor to a nonprofit, but there's still ways that you can find these. So, one that came up all over the place was if the nonprofit has high staff turnover or they're complaining a lot, that usually means they're not happy with the nonprofit. An obvious one is client dissatisfaction. So for example, I popped Autism Speaks Controversy into Google.
Oh no.
And the first page had stuff like, what was it? Before you donate to Autism Speaks, consider the facts. That was the top result. Why Autism Speaks doesn't speak for me. A reporter's guide to the Autism Speaks debacle. Those are the types of articles that pop up when you type that.
Okay.
In.
Yeah.
You can also look at where the revenue streams are coming from, such as federal or state revenue streams. A lot of times each year they have to renew their funding to it. And if they just don't, 1 year very quietly, just don't renew their revenue stream, that might be cause for concern. If the board and CEO of the nonprofit have a bad relationship, that's a good sign. And one way that you can look at this from the outside is if the CEO has a hard time fulfilling the goals of the nonprofit organization, that usually means there's a bad relationship there.
Yeah.
So the example that I have is like with the World Wildlife Fund. They have all these trophy hunters that are the CEO in Spain or wherever it was. I can't remember off the top of my head. Or the VP of PETA using insulin from cows to treat her diabetes.
Yeah. Yep.
Like these are counterintuitive to your main missions here, people. And the biggest one, and this gets in a little bit into scam territory, is if they start calling you and asking for donations. This one surprised me a little bit, but most nonprofit organizations use their members to get funding because it's free 99.
Yeah.
You don't have to pay for it. But this one article brought up the American Breast Cancer Foundation. Like, they do all the walks and stuff. But this story is a little egregious, but they used the founder's son's telemarketing company to call and ask people for donations. And they spent $18 million on the telemarketing.
Wow.
That was owned by the founder's son.
Wow.
That's nepotism at its finest. So not every place is going to be like this. But
America is
for damn sure. I mean, most nonprofit organizations aren't going to be like that. And one website said one red flag is if they try to tell you an emotionally manipulative story. And this article was from Craig Newmark Philanthropies. And they said, nonprofit pros suggest no stories without numbers and no numbers without stories. Storytelling is a big deal, but it's imperative that nonprofits back up their stories with real numbers that show actual results.
Okay, so what's our position on Make-A-Wish, just a dollar a day, save a dog?
Does that make a wish?
Make a wish foundation, isn't
Save
it?
A dog?
Isn't that in the arms?
No, that's the
that's not make a wish. That's
ASPCA.
Sure. No, yeah. ASPCA is cool though.
Yeah, I don't remember. But like my example of this was United Way will always like bring in speakers to tell these heart wrenching stories.
Oh yeah.
But on the back end, they'll come in and tell you all the numbers of where they're spending their stuff. Because I looked them up, and like all of their Charity Navigator scores are like 98, 99, 100.
Yeah.
So there are a bunch of scam charities or fundraisers doing scare quotes. Yeah. And some of these, like if you get a call from someone claiming to be a fundraiser or a nonprofit, a lot of times they are for profit, just going around pretending to be nonprofits. So we need to discuss this because it is a problem. Most of the times they'll call you on the phone. They'll have a name that sounds like a well-established and trustworthy charity organization.
Yeah, Help a Kid Foundation.
Help a Kid Foundation.
Yeah, that's mine.
So like I was looking at this list of the top 50 worst charities, and number one was Kids Wish Foundation. Number three was Children's Wish Foundation International, and I was like, oh my god, what the hell? But I was thinking of the Make-A-Wish Foundation,
yeah,
which is exactly what they want you to do.
Yeah.
So here's the top 10. Just tell me if any of these sound familiar. Kids Wish Network, Cancer Fund of America, Children's Wish Foundation International, American Breast Cancer Foundation, Firefighters Charitable Foundation, Breast Cancer Relief Foundation, International Union of Police Associations, National Veterans Service Fund, American Association of State Troopers.
Wow.
Children's Cancer Fund of America. And all of these companies, all of these either nonprofits or for-profit organizations, they said 0 to 14 cents out of every dollar you give them actually goes to charitable work.
Yeah, and I've got more here too. Feed a Kid a Food Foundation.
Yeah.
Give a kid a hug.
Yeah.
International, yeah. Foundation.
You have to have foundation at the end. Like all these have foundation. Just don't trust foundations, I guess.
Yeah.
I like that you committed to the bit by pulling out your phone as if anyone can see.
Yeah. Pizza for Pups. Pepperoni Pizza Foundation International, Inc.
Get your puppy pizza in 30 minutes or it's frizza.
Oh.
Like that?
Woof, woof.
What also, a joke. One big red flag that was pointed out is if they can't prove they're a nonprofit.
Yeah.
I feel like, hey, prove you're a nonprofit. And they're like,
check my bank account, bro.
Yeah. And then if they don't give you time to think about donating or not, that's like the biggest sign that it's a scam. And that's a general rule for life. If anyone's ever like, hey, you should buy this thing, and also don't go sleep on it.
Yeah.
That's
oh, no, I have the kid right behind me. Oh, he's so hungry. Yeah. Oh, he says, what was that?
Give me your debit card number, your CVV code.
Oh, no, did you hear him?
Yeah, he's going to die tonight if you don't donate now.
Right.
Yeah.
Terrible.
So, yeah, if anyone doesn't let you sleep on it, always be skeptical.
Well, and the reason we joke about that is because people will pull at your heartstrings to take advantage of you.
Exactly.
And I think that this is something that's also commonly done with mail in the past. So you mail things to especially elderly people who are used to working with the mail.
Yeah. Ted Cruz is very guilty of that.
Yeah.
Have you heard about that?
No, I know is the NRA, that people think they're members because they send out membership cards in the mail.
Yeah, Ted Cruz sent out these mailers that were like, you owe such and such money to the state of Texas, but it was actually him asking for donations.
Yeah, I remember that now. Yeah.
What a sleazeball. Well, that's all I got on nonprofits. Hopefully that's a good starting point. Always go for the money. The money tells you everything you need to know.
And that's a pretty damn good deal that if you go to our Facebook page, facebook.com/groups/strangerstill, he will investigate a nonprofit for you.
Yeah. I've done it leisurely in the past. There's the Prevent Cancer Foundation funds the the Games Done Quick events. And there's been some suggestion that they're not entirely on the up and up, so I looked into them. that was inconclusive for me because I didn't know what I know now about researching nonprofits, so I might go back to them.
Yeah, maybe do another bonus on that.
Yeah, so yeah, just post them in our Facebook group, and I'll look into them. I know a lot more now than I did, probably even when we were looking into the NRA. I think that was PETA was the first one we did.
Yeah.
That's where I learned everything was PETA. It's one of my favorite episodes.
We'll do another episode on them. We should get a cool guest on, maybe an ex-member.
Yeah, of PETA?
Of the board.
Oh, do you have a connection here?
I could try.
Oh.
Well, it's worked so far.
Well, do you want to recap nonprofits for me?
Yeah, look it up, dude.
Yeah, that's
I mean that ethereally, dude.
Yeah.
All of the dudes.
All of the dudes.
Male, female, they, them.
Everyone's always like, I'm not a dude. And I'm like, yeah, you are. Do you remember Less Than Jake? He's a dude. She's a dude. We're all dudes, hey.
Yeah, I do remember that, yeah.
We are all dudes, hey?
Right.
All right. Should we take a break?
Yeah, we should have.
We should have a long time ago. After the break, we'll talk about checkout donations.
Checkout donations. Oh, yes. Good. I hate those.
Me too. Let's talk about them. John?
Yeah, StrangeSocial.com.
Oh, man, if people just left us a really nice review,
you would read
it. Make me feel so much better.
Yeah, I would be able to watch the mucus
10 times better, yeah.
Vaporize from your nostrils.
You know what would evaporate my sickness even faster?
What's that?
If you went to patreon.com/flyingmachine.
And hit enter.
And then you...
wait for it to load.
And then you kicked a few bucks our way.
Right, after you log in and make sure you have an account.
Yeah. We're part of the Flying Machine Network, which...
Visa. Visa.
Or MasterCard.
Or MasterCard. We accept multiple forms of payment. PayPal as well.
Maybe Amex, I have no idea.
I think so.
But we're part of the Flying Machine Network, and what that allows us to do is it's a group of amazing podcasts, and we get to upgrade our show. We get to buy new cameras and hopefully do live streams soon. So we get to go out in the field and record Honeybee. We're talking
to
honeybees.
He's very sick. Please forgive him. We're gonna record honeybees is what he's trying to say.
Yeah, they're talking to us and they're saying, hey, what's up?
Yeah, okay.
And what you get in return is you can give us like as much money as you want a month, but for $1 you get like early blog posts, you get newsletters, you get live streams,
recommendations
like, yeah. And then for $5 a month you get all that and bonus episodes for every single show on the network once every month, if not more.
Yeah,
Divisive Issues has put out some funny content in between.
We just did an episode with Grant where we got him to open up about his like... open up about it sounds so like it's gonna be sad.
No,
he like talked about his family and hung out and talked to us about like how he got his start in music and
it was a really good time,
so playing metal in bars.
That's the kind of stuff we do. And like way back in the day when we had the captain from True Crime Garage,
yep,
we spent like an extra hour talking to him about his dad and how he got interested in true crime and that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Which
he's never talked about on his own show, which is pretty fun.
So this is
interesting.
Exclusive content. And I encourage you to go do that. Speaking of donations, though, John, let's check out donations. Do you know what that is?
Yes, sir. Would you like to donate $1 to save a pet?
Yeah. Like, do you want to buy one of these shoes and put your name on it? We'll hang it on our window.
Yeah, like, oh, you're buying Doritos today? Do you care about this starving homeless person? Let me show you. Let me pull up a picture of my phone.
Yeah.
It's basically doing that to me.
Yeah. I mean, that pretty much nails it on the head.
And let me just guesstimate real quick.
Yeah.
If that grocery store, and I say yes, they get to say that they donated to that charity and write it off on their taxes.
So that is the ultimate question, right?
Okay.
So the question that always comes up to me with checkout donations is, are they good and are they trustworthy? And Huffington Post had a really great line about this. They said, cement blocks are more transparent than checkout charities. Because, first of all, you don't have enough time to sit there and research the charity that they're giving to.
Oh, that would be so great, though.
I know. Oh, like, yeah, cool. Let me go to Charity Navigator.
Let me pull them up real quick. And just 30 people in line behind you.
I know. Sometimes, like you said, though, the store collects the money, gives it to the donation, and uses it as their own tax write-off.
Yeah.
There are some that don't do that. And the way that you know is if the donation comes itemized on your receipt, you can tax deduct it, but they can't. So always ask if it's going to be itemized. That's how you know.
Yeah, ask the 16-year-old behind the register.
I know. I mean, they would probably know. The other things that you don't know is a lot of times the stores can be compensated for the fundraiser. Either the, like I said with the walks, like 50% of the proceeds will go to the people that set up the walks.
Yeah.
Same kind of thing. A lot of times the cashiers are incentivized to get like a certain amount of people to sign up for these things. These are things that you don't know. And for me, I just wouldn't. I don't like it. I feel like a jerk for saying that, but that's the point. They want to guilt you into giving you their money.
Yeah, you don't feel like a jerk. I used to feel like a jerk at first.
Yeah.
And now I very politely say no.
Yeah.
It's, I don't even say no thank you anymore,
yeah,
Nick.
Yeah.
Because I'm mad about it.
Yeah. Just angry.
Yeah.
Pissed off man.
If I want to give money, I want
to
know.
Yeah. You want to give money to people that you trust. And it's only a dollar, which is the other way that they get you. But there's enough bad eggs out there that you're only self-propagating this whole regime.
Yep. Regime. Sounds so intense.
I know. I couldn't think of another word. And I'm too sick. So I think that'll do it for us this week. What do you think, John?
I think I'm still John.
I think I'm still Nick.
Stranger still.
I think this is still
right.
Stranger still.
This, yeah.
I give you the incredible flying machine.